Module 3. Exercise G, page 72.
Today on Heroes in History, we are focusing on one of the greatest leaders in history, Alexander the Great. With me is ancient Greek historian Matthew Weber. Welcome to the show, Mr. Weber.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Often when we talk about great people in history, one of the first names that comes to our minds is Alexander the Great. What makes him so great?
Well, there are many great leaders and conquerors throughout history, such as Julius Caesar and Genghis Khan. What makes Alexander III of Macedonia so exceptional is how he expanded his kingdom and entirely changed the map of the ancient world in little more than a decade.
He was also a very young king and ruler. By the age of 25, the young king of Macedonia was the ruler of Greece, Asia Minor, Egypt, and Persia.
Yes, and at the time of his death at age 32, his empire stretched over three continents into India. He even had plans to expand into China, but his early death stopped him from accomplishing that.
Did Alexander die in battle?
Unlike many great military commanders, he did not. There are various theories, but few facts about Alexander's death. Some say his opponents poisoned him, but the most probable theory is he died from illness and fever.
How did Alexander keep his empire together?
Good question. Alexander commanded his army with such success that they never lost a battle. People feared and respected him. He united his empire with trade and business, and he introduced the Greek language and culture throughout his empire. One of Alexander's teachers as a boy was the philosopher Aristotle, and he taught him all about the classical Greek ideals. Alexander was determined to expand the Greek culture, language, and population throughout the world once he became king.
Well, he definitely accomplished that. That's all the time we have today. Thanks, Mr. Weber, for joining us.
You're welcome.